Hello, thank you for visiting our poster, an international collaboration to understand patients and caregiver preferences around gene therapy. I'm Emma Heslop and I'm the DMD Hub Manager. I work at the John Walter Muscular Dystrophy Research Centre in Newcastle and my poster is funded by Duchenne UK. The poster is to present a new collaborative project between the DMD Hub, Duchenne UK and PPMD to better understand, explore and assess clinician, patient and caregiver attitudes, priorities and risk tolerances to gene therapy and gene editing trials. The DMD Hub was established in 2015 as a collaboration between Duchenne UK and the two neuromuscular centres of excellence in the UK, the John Walter Muscular Dystrophy Research Centre in Newcastle and Great Ormond Street Hospital in London. We have an established network of sites and we are collaborating with PPMD and RTI International, who have previously conducted a patient preference study into the gene therapy to carry out this project. We will use similar methods, specifically a community engagement approach to those previously developed by PPMD and RTI. This will allow us to better understand the DMD community's views on gene therapy, given the new information available, and compare the results to those published by PPMD and RTI. The study will also engage key opinion leaders in the field and the pharmaceutical companies currently undertaking a gene therapy or gene editing program. These companies include Sarepta, Pfizer, Solid, Astellas, Vertex, and REGENXBIO. The project will run in both the UK and the US and will contain sequential, qualitative, and then quantitative data collection. The data gathered in the clinician interviews and the patient caregiver focus groups will inform an online patient preference survey. In all, the project will last for approximately 18 months and there will be five key stages as detailed in the poster. The results are expected in late 2022, and we anticipate they will be useful for several different purposes. For all key stakeholders to understand how patients and their families think and feel about the benefits, risks, and uncertainties around gene therapy. For the patient community to have a clear and accurate information about gene therapy technologies so that their decision-making is fully informed and to help manage expectations. For industry to use as part of their regulatory ethics and approval processes and applications, in which it's essential to demonstrate that patients have been appropriately engaged and their opinions considered. In conclusion, we believe that this is an incredibly important study bringing together all of the key stakeholders to improve the understanding and delivery of gene therapy trials for the benefit of patients. We anticipate that other countries could join the project at a later date, and we welcome collaboration. If you're interested in learning more about the project, please feel free to contact me at emma.heslop@ncl.ac.uk.